House passes bill to deport non-citizens convicted of driving drunk. By Sean Moran on June 27, 2025. The House on Thursday passed a bill that would make it legal to deport non-citizens who are convicted of driving drunk. The House passed H.R. 875. The Jeremy and Angel C. and Sergeant Brandon Mendoza Protect Our Communities from DUIs Act of 2025. The vote featured overwhelming support from Republicans, while 160 Democrats opposed the measure. The legislation is named after Angel and Jeremy C., a newlywed couple that were killed by an illegal alien under the influence of alcohol. Marianne Mendoza in 2018 spoke about the death of his son at the hands of an illegal alien who was driving drunk and on methamphetamine. "My name is Marianne Mendoza and my son Sergeant Brandon Mendoza was killed on May 12, 2014. On his way home from work by a three-time limit drunk, who was also high on meth. He had drove over 35 miles the wrong way on four different freeways in Phoenix before slamming head-on into my son's car. As you know, they could fill this stage up every day for the next 5 months of victims of illegal alien crime and it would just keep going. Unfortunately, we are members of a club of our children or loved ones who have been killed by illegal aliens. There are hundreds of thousands of victims every year who are affected by illegal alien crime, rape, assault, identity theft. These are things that go unreported, unchecked." Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, accused Republicans of using just another page from the majority's tired old playbook of inventing perceived gaps in the law and providing overly broad legislation to fix them. "To my Democratic colleagues, I ask, get on the side of public safety and law enforcement all of the time. Not just during election years," Representative Pete Stauber, RMN, said.